ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये कठोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्याये द्वितीयावल्ली। सो हियर् यु आर् स्टिल् सीयिङ्ग् लार्ड् यमा प्रेसिङ्ग् नचिकेताः by way of talking about the immature people, he glorified the knowledge. And we also are seeing the 8th mantra. This 8th mantra, Lord Yama emphasizes the importance of the Guru and the qualifications of the Guru, stating that Atma Swarupam does not become comprehended unless it's imparted by a Varaha Sikshakaha, Varaha Acharyaha. So he says, Nanarena Varena Prokta Yeshaha Suvigyo Bahudha Chintyamanaha अनन्यप्रोक्ते गतिरत्र नास्ति अनीयान् ह्यतर्क्यमनुप्रमाणात्। दिस् आत्मस्वरूपम् इस् इ सट्लस्ट् रियालिटि, सट्लस्ट् दि मोस्ट् अब्स्ट्राक्ट्, सट्लर् देन् दि आटम्, दिस् नथिङ्ग् बियाण्ड् दिस् रियालिटि इम्प्लैड् बै द टर्म् आत्मा. सो दिस् आत्मा, Atma, this Atma unfolded by an Avaraha Acharyaha cannot be comprehended properly, because all the Atma is misunderstood or wrongly understood, thought in different ways. And people, there are people who are of different views. Whereas this Atma, if it is imparted by an ananyaha acharyaha, then there's no possibility of missing the mokshaha. There will not be non-attainment of moksha. There will be definitely attainment of mokshaha. Ananya prokte agatir atra nasti. Ananya prokte agatihi atra nasti. So non-attainment of the end is not possible, is not there, if it is imparted by Ananyaha Acharyaha. Who is Ananyaha? We are seeing the commentary, Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on this word Ananyaha. We have already seen two meanings. We are going to see the next meaning also. We already understood Ananyaha means apruthak darshi, the one who does not see oneself as separate from the whole, the truth. Ishvara is Ananya Prokt. Apruthak darshi is Ananyaha. It means Pratipadya Brahmatma Bhutaha. Pratipadya Brahmatma Bhutaha is Ananyaha. Apruthak darshi is Ananyaha. Pratipadya Brahmatma Bhutaha means he is already the very Atma, which is Brahman, which is being taught, which is being unfolded now. He is already Brahmatma Bhutaha. Apruthak darshi. We understood the meaning. Then the next page we also saw. Athava Sva Atma Bhute Ananyasmin Atmani Prokte. There's no second thing other than the Atma. So the Acharya is the one for whom there's not, no second thing other than the Atma is there. Achana Acharya, in whose vision there's only Atma, there's no second thing other than the Atma, he is also Ananyaha. We also saw the third, second meaning also. We have to see the third. We're going to see the next page. Jnanasya hi esha paranishtha. Yadu Atma ekatva vijnanam. Are you all with me now? Do you see where I'm reading now? Okay. I've come to the last line. Let me read it. Athava or swa atma bhute ananyasmin atmani prokte ananya prokte gatihi atra anya avagatihi nasti. The word gatihi here is also taken as avagatihi. Anya avagatihi nasti. There cannot be, there is no, there will not be understanding of anything else other than the Atma when the it is imparted by the person for whom Atma alone is. Why? Because jnayasya anyasya abhavat. Because there's no second thing other than the, there's no second thing which has to be known other than the Atma. There's nothing which has to be known, Atma, of a second thing other than the Atma. There cannot be the understanding of anything other than the Atma if it is imparted by a person in whose vision there's no second thing other than the Atma. We have seen already, Jnanasya hi esha paranishtha yad atma ekatva vijnanam. Jnanasya esha paranishtha. This is the paranishtha, exalted vision, exalted abidance. This is the most exalted abidance, that is abiding in the vision of the oneness of the Atma. Atma ekatva vijnanam. Atmanaha ekatva vijnanam. Atma ekatva vijnanam. Atmanaha ekatvasya vijnanam. Knowledge of the oneness of the Atma is the most exalted abidance in one's own self. Okay. Ataha avagantavya abhavat na gatihi atra avasishyate. Ataha, therefore, avagantavya abhavat, due to the absence of something which has yet to be understood, there's no other understanding remains. Understanding of nothing remains. Once Atma becomes understood, everything else becomes understood as it were. Understanding of nothing else remains because there is nothing which has to be understood yet. Ataha avagantavya abhavat na gatihi atra avasishyate. No understanding of nothing else remains due to the absence of something which has to be understood after understanding the Atma Swarupam. Okay. I think this is where we stopped last class. Correct? Okay. Today's class, we are beginning. Samsara gatihi va. So another, here is just the fourth meaning of the word ananya is given by Shankaracharya. Fourth meaning of the word ananya. He means understanding. And here, the next meaning is given. Samsara gatihi va atra nasti. Gatiratra nasti. When you say, samsara gatihi va atra nasti. Ananya Ananye Atmani Prokte. When the secondless reality implied with the term Atma Swarupam is imported, Samsara Gatihi Atra Nasti. There is no way of remaining in the samsara. Samsara will not be an end for the person because moksha will be the end. Nantariyakatvatna antariyakatvat vijnana phalasya mokshasya. Na antariyakatvat vijnana phalasya mokshasya means there is nothing in between mokshaha and jnanam. Because jnanam itself is mokshaha. As knowledge and moksha are identical, knowledge itself is mokshaha. Knowledge itself is moksha. So, knowledge itself is the benefit also. Moksha also. Therefore, there is no antariyakatvam. Na antariyakatvat means antariyakatvam means difference only. There is nothing in between the jnanam and the moksha. Moksha is not something which happens after the attainment of jnanam. Attainment of jnanam itself is moksha. Knowledge and moksha are identical. Therefore, na antariyakatvat. As moksha and jnanam are identical, and knowledge itself is moksha. Vijnana palasya mokshasya. There's no difference. Vijnana palasya mokshasya. Antariyakatvat. There's no difference between the benefit of the knowledge and the attainment of moksha. Attainment of moksha is nothing but the attainment of the benefit of knowledge. They're one and the same. Therefore, samsara gatihi atra nasti. So, attainment of knowledge and attainment of moksha are one and the same. Attainment of knowledge and the attainment of the benefit of knowledge is nothing but attainment of moksha. Or discovering the moksha which is already there. Therefore, ananye atmani prokte, when the secondless atma, swarupam is imparted, or when the atma is imparted by the person in whose vision second thing is not there, samsara gati atra nasti. Definitely, there is no way of remaining in samsara. That is the meaning here. Now we'll go to the next sentence here. Athava prochyamana brahmatma bhutena acharyena prokte atmani agatihi. Athava, otherwise, prochyamana brahmatma bhutena acharyena. Prochyamanam brahma means the absolute reality which is now being discussed, being taught. Prochyamana brahma. Uchyamana means being taught, being discussed, being analyzed. Prakashena uchyamana prochyamana brahma. Atma, brahmatma, bhutena, acharyena, prokte, atmani. See, Sati Saptami sentence, okay? Atmani prokte, when the atma sarupam is imparted, taught. Atmani prokte means when the nature of the atma is unfolded, by whom? Acharyena, by the teacher. And kidrushena acharyena? Brahmatma bhutena acharyena. So, prochyamana brahmatma bhutena acharyena prokte atmani. When the atma sarupam is unfolded by a teacher, who is already Brahmatma, which is being taught, which is being discussed in this Upanishad. Brahmatma is the main subject matter of the Upanishad. Therefore, that Brahmatma, why Brahmatma? The all-pervasive, absolute, only reality of the entire universe, implied by the Tema, Brahman alone is there as one's own essential nature. Therefore, Brahmatma. And that Brahmatma Bhutaha Acharyaha. The teacher is not ordinary teacher, in whose vision Brahman is Atma. The person who is already in his vision, he is Atma. The person in whose he is already Atma. He need not discover Brahmatma. He is already Brahmatma, which means he has already discovered, already claimed, take ownership of Atma, Brahmatma as one's own self. Means the person who are already having the vision of the Atma Swarupam, such a person is said to be Brahmatma Bhutaha Acharyaha. Brahmatma Bhutena. So Prochavana means the reality which is being discussed now, which is taught here in this Upanishad. Therefore, Prochavana Brahmatma Bhutena Acharyena Prokte Atmani. When the Atma is, Atma Swarupam is imparted, the taught, unfolded, such a teacher, Agatihi. Agatihi means what? Anavabodha. See, Gatihi means avabodha. Avabodha means comprehension, understanding, noun form. So, anavabodha means non-understanding, non-comprehension, means aparijnanam. So, agatihi is equal to anavabodha. Anavabodha is a masculine noun. Then, aparijnanam, neuter noun. So, non-understanding, non-comprehension is not there. Cannot be there. Atra nasti. Definitely, there cannot be non-comprehension or non-understanding of the Atma. When Atma is, Atma Swarupam is unfolded by an Acharya who is already, in whose vision there's only Brahmatma, and who is already Atma. It means who does not have wrong identity anymore with Anatma. So, Anabodha Aparijnanam Atra Nasti means definitely there will be Jnanam. There will be only Parijnanam. There will be Avabodha. Bhavatyeva avagatihi. See, he says twice. There cannot be non-understanding, non-comprehension, wrong understanding or misunderstanding, but definitely there'll be clear understanding. Bhavatyeva avagatihi. There must happen, there does happen the comprehension, understanding. Bhavati yeva, bhavatyeva avagatihi. Tadvishaya shrotuhu. Definitely, understanding, comprehension happens for such a person who listens to the subject matter pertaining to that Atma. Tadvishaya shrotuhu. Tadvishaya shrotuhu means, for the Shrota, the knowledge definitely happens for the listener who is listening to subject matter pertaining to the Atma from such a teacher. Tadvishaya Shrotuhu Avagatihi Bhavatyeva Tad Asmi Ahamiti. Tad Asmi Aham. Tad Asmi Aham Iti. Acharyasya eva ityartha. Tad asmi aham iti acharyasya eva ityartha. So the understanding of the teacher that I am that truth am I, tad asmi aham means what? Aham Brahma asmi, tad means Brahma, tad Brahma aham asmi, tad asmi aham iti acharyasya avagatihi eva shotuhu avagatihi bhavati. So, the understanding of the teacher that I am Brahmasmi, I am that reality, I, the self, am the truth, that vision happens for the listener also, the student also. So, tadvishaya shrotuhu acharyasya tadahamasmi iti eva avagatihi bhavati. Acharya has this avagatihi. Acharya has this understanding. Tad aham asmi. Tad asmi aham. That truth am I. I am the truth. The Acharya has a very doubt, clear doubt-free vision. And the same vision, same understanding happens for the listener, the disciple also. Who is listening to subject matter of pertaining to that Atma, when he is taught by a teacher who is already Brahmatma Bhutaha, there's no way of missing the understanding. That's the meaning. Athava prochyamana Brahmatma Bhutena acharyena prokte atmani agatihi anavag anavabodha ana, see, avagatihi avabodha means the same. Anavabodha aparijnanam atra nasti bhavati eva avagatihi tadvishayashrotuhu tadasmyaham iti acharyasya eva ityartha. So what is meant by this statement is the vision of the acharya becomes the vision of the student. Because the vision becomes transferred through his communication. Why? Because he is a person of clear vision. Brahmatma Bhutaha. For him, Brahmatma is the self. Already he is Brahmatma. For him, Aham means Brahmatma. Tad Ahamasmi. Tad means that Brahman. Ahamasmi. So Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Tad Brahmasmi. Tad Brahma Ahamasmi iti Jnanam Acharyase Asti. Tad jnanam sishyasyapi bhavatyeva. Okay, this is the meaning. Okay, I'm going to the next sentence. Evam, in this manner, suvijneyaha atma. See, with the visarga has become start because of sandhi rule. So for your sake, I'm breaking the sentence. Suvijneya atma, suvijneya atma. In this manner, atma becomes doubtlessly, clearly, assertively understandable, comprehensible. Atma can be clearly, assertively, doubtlessly understood. Atma suvijneya evam. Okay. How agamavata acharyena ananyataya proktaha. When does atma become, when, how can atma be understood? How does atma become comprehensible, understandable? It is said, atma proktaha. Atma swarupam which is unfolded. Or Atma Jnanam, which is imparted by a teacher. Which teacher? Acharyena Agamavata Acharyena. Very important. Another important aspect. Agamavan Acharyaha. The teacher must be Agamavan Acharyaha. See, Agamaha means Vedaha. Agamavan Acharyaha means The Acharya, for whom Agama is the Pramanam. Agama is the means of the knowledge. So, Shastra Pramanyavan Acharyaha. Agamavan Acharyaha means the Acharya, the teacher, who accepts Veda Shastram as the means of knowledge of the truth. Here, we mean, when you say Veda, I mean the Vedanta Shastram as the means of the knowledge of the truth. So, Shastra Pramanyam, the person who accepts the Vedanta Shastram as the Pramanam, as a means of knowledge of the truth, Atma, he is Agamavan Acharyaha. Because Agamavan Acharya alone can have clear vision. Why? Because the Atma is not an object of knowledge. Atma has something within the realm of the known material inert things. Therefore, Atma is not available for any reasoning. One cannot try to arrive at the Atma using logical reasoning. Then still he may arrive at much subtler things, but he will not be able to arrive at the Atma. The more and more a person is probing into the material world, the more and more he can arrive at much subtler facts, no doubt. But all those facts, relative facts, pertaining to the material world only. And they are the people who are given to these postdoctoral fellowships and scientists, all of them. Of course, they all contribute tremendously, no doubt, but they do not arrive at the Atma. So, the only way, because as Atma is not available for, Atma is not an object of knowledge. Atma is not something within the realm of the material world. Atma cannot be arrived at logically using the reasoning. Therefore, Shastra Pramanam is very important because Shastram has its own way. Because Shastram, using this Neti Neti Pad method, by way of negating what Atma is not, Shastram helps us arrive at the Atma. Therefore, Agamavata Acharyena Ananyataya Proktaha. Ananyata means, if you are listening, when teaching is happening, in between you listen to something else. No. Ananyata means continuous, continuity. Continuity is called ananyata. Ananyataya, continually, continuously, adverb. Continuously, consistently, constantly, when Atma Swarupam is unfolded by the teacher who accepts Vedanta as the Pramanam. Okay, when Atma unfolded by such a teacher, Atma can be comprehended. Atma is comprehensible in this manner. Evam, in this manner, Atma Suvijnayaha. Atma is comprehensible. Atma can be understood. If Atma is taught by, Atma Swarupam is unfolded by, consistently, continuously, constantly, without any, okay, the continuous listening is very important. By a teacher, a competent teacher, who has profound knowledge in the Vedanta Shastram, which means who accepts the Shastram as the Pramanam. Agamavata Acharyena. Why? Because only if the teacher, Agamavan Purusha, I mean the person who has understood the Vedanta Shastram, studied the Vedanta Shastram, is Agamavan Purushaha. Which means he would have understood the methods of unfoldment inbuilt in the Shastram. Therefore, understanding is possible. That is the meaning given here. Okay, next sentence. Itaratha. Itaratha means, if not so. If not so. Itaratha means, if it's not right, it's understood. Itaratha, otherwise. Itaratha means, athava. Itaratha means, athava. Athava. Or else. Means what? అదర్వైస్ ఇతరత్ అదర్వైస్ అదర్వైస్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఇఫ్ ది ఆత్మస్వరూపం ఈస్ నాట్ అన్ఫోల్డెడ్ బై అన్ ఆచార్య హూస్ అగమవాన్ ఆచార్య హూ హాస్ స్టడీడ్ వేదాంత శాస్త్రం హూ అక్సెప్టింగ్ వేదాంత శాస్త్రం అస్తి ప్రమాణం దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఇతరత్ అదర్వైస్ హి అణీయాన్ అణు ప్రమాణాదపి సంపద్యతే ఆత్మ దెన్ ఇఫ్ ది అదర్వైస్ ఇఫ్ ది ఆత్మస్వరూపం ఇస్ నాట్ అన్ఫోల్డ్ బై అగమవాన్ టీచ్ పురుష అగమవాన్ ఆచార్య దెన్ ది పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ నాట్ అగమవాన్ ది పర్సన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ హూ హాస్ నాట్ స్టడీడ్ వేదాంత శాస్త్రం ఆర్ హూ డస్ నాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ వేదాంత శాస్త్రం అస్ ది ప్రమాణం ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బై హచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ హిస్ సర్చ్ మస్ట్ బి విదిన్ ద రెల్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఓన్లీ దర్ బై ఆత్మ బికమ్ సంపద్యతే మీన్స్ ఫార్ హిమ్ ఆత్మ డస్ నాట్ బికమ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ది ఆత్మ రివీల్ బై ది శాస్త్రం ఆత్మ బికమ్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ సట్లర్ దాన్ ది ఆటమ్ హి అణీయాన్ అణు ప్రమాణాద్ అపి సంపద్యతే ఆత్మ ఓకే విచ్ మీన్స్ హీ డస్ అరైవ్ అట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ సట్లర్ దాన్ ది ఆటమ్ but which is what which is within the realm of the matter only still his ignorance of the atma continues to be there therefore it does not serve the purpose he may discover something else it may serve some purpose he may discover because of his commitment and shraddha he will discover something else which is much subtler than the atom also so what it will not serve the purpose of attainment of moksha atarkyam now he comes upon the word atarkyam atarkyam is a neuter word it is also in the mantra should take it as atarkyah atarkyam is the word found in the mantra atarkyah is the meaning of the word atarkyam So, tarkya means that which can be argued about. Tarkyate is argued. Tarkyate, tarkya means that which can be argued about. Atarkya means that which cannot be argued about. Which means that which cannot be arrived at through logical analysis. Atarkya ha. Atma cannot be arrived at through logical analysis. Okay. Abhyuhaha. See, ohaha means inference. Ohaha means inference. Abhyuhaha means speculation. స్వబుద్ధ్యా అభ్యూహేన కేవలేన తర్కేన సో ఆత్మ కెనాట్ బి అరైవ్డ్ అట్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం కెనాట్ బి అండర్స్టూడ్ కెనాట్ బి కాంప్రిహెండెడ్ కెనాట్ బి అరైవ్డ్ అట్ యూసింగ్ బై వన్స్ ఓన్ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్ speculation swabuddhya abhyuhena abhyuhaha noun abhyuhate speculates abhyuhena kevalena tarkena by mere logical reasoning which has its basis on intellectual speculation బుద్ధ్యా అభ్యూహేన స్వబుద్ధ్యా అభ్యూహేన కేవలేన తర్కేన ఆత్మ ఆత్మ కెనాట్ బి అండర్స్టూడ్ అతర్క్య ఫర్ దట్ వన్ అతర్క్యం for that word. What does it mean? Atarkyaha. Atarkyaha means what? Atma cannot be arrived at through mere logical reasoning, having its basis on intellectual speculation. Okay. This is the meaning, which means Shastra Pramanam is important. One must Shastram Sharanam Gachami. If you want Atma Moksha, Atma Jnanam is Mokshaha. At Atma Jnanam, Shastra Pramanam, you have to surrender to. You have to accept Shastram Asti Pramanam. Why? Because keeping your eyes closed, you cannot, you cannot make effort to see the sun, Surya Bhagavan. You have to use your eyes to see the Surya Bhagavan. Similarly here, to experience sunlight here also, you have to use Shastra Pramanam to arrive at the most abstract reality of the entire cosmos, obtaining as your own Swarupam, as the very content of I. Okay, next sentence. Tarkyamani Anuparimani. Tarkyamane Anuparimane Kenachit Stapite Atmani. Tarkyamane Anuparimane Kenachit Stapite Atmani. Again, Hathi Saptami here. When Atmani Tarkyamani, you have to take it. Atmani Tarkyamani. When Atma Swarupam is analyzed using one's reasoning, logically analyzed, what happens? Anuparimani Kenachit Sthapite. Then by some person means Kenachit means there are so many schools of thought. By any one of the schools of thought, by a philosopher of any given school of thought, when Atma Swarupam is being analyzed, Atma Swarupam is being logically analyzed, thereby it's established, Atma Swarupam is established to be something which is of the form of an atom. What happens? Tataha, hi anutaram anyaha abhyuhati. So there'll be a person of other school of thought, there will be another thinker who also speculates. Abhyuhati, anyaha abhyuhati. Another person speculates Atma to be much subtler than the atom. Hi anutaram anyaha abhyuhati. When Atma is logical, Atma is being analyzed logically by a given person, and it is established to be of the form of an atom, then tataha, then what happens? That is not accepted. There will be another person of another school of thought, another thinker who speculates Atma, another person, anyaha abhyuhati. Another person speculates Atma to be something which is subtler than that, subtler than the atom. Anutaram, tataha anutaram means subtler than that. Subtler than the atom. Matturuvan adekatlum nunyadendre avan kardhiran. Okay. Tataha hi anutaram iti anyaha abhyuhati. Then there will be another thinker, another philosopher, a person of other school of thought. Tataha api anutamam iti anyaha. Tato pyanyonutamamiti. How do you read it? Anyaha, and there'll be another person. Tataha api anutamam. There'll be another person who will speculate, who would speculate that Atma is subtlest, much subtler than that. This is how people will come with their own different views and contentions of Atma if they use logical reasoning to arrive at the Atma, which means they cannot arrive at the Atma at all. They will all have their own views of Atma, and all of them will have their own wrong views of the Atma, because Atma is not an object of contention or view. Which means they must make use of Shastram as the Pradhanam Pramanam. Shastram must be accepted as the main means of knowledge. Then they can have the reasoning as the reasoning to support the Shastram. Nahi kutarkasya nishtha kvachid vidyate. So, nahi vidyate. There is not there at all. What is not there at all? Kutarkasya nishtha kvachit na vidyate. See, na vidyate means not. Na kvachit means never. Na kvachit, never. Kutarkasya nishtha vidyate. Kutarkaha means improper logic, illogical, okay? Improper logic means the wrong logic. So, kutarkasya nishtha kvachid na vidyate. Na kvachid hi kutarkasya nishtha vidyate. See, Atma is not available for any contention or view. Atma is not an object, therefore Atma is not within the realm of the matter. Therefore, Atma being pure consciousness is distinct from the matter. It is not available for any logical reasoning. Therefore, if even using any logical reasoning alone is what? It becomes a wrong logic. Kutarkasya, for wrong logical reasoning, never nishtha means firm vision, clear, doubt free ascertained vision. In fact, understanding itself, definite understanding here is nishtha. Definite understanding is never possible, never happens. Na vidyate nasti. Definite understanding is never there at all. For understanding Atma is not possible at all. For improper, wrong logic, logical analysis. Kutarkasya nishtha na kvachid vidyate. Okay. So, what he wanted to say here, the reasoning can be used to arrive at much subtler facts. Of course, logic, reasoning is very much important. In arriving at subtler facts within the realm of the material world. But here, what has to be understood for our moksha being the goal, knowledge of the Atma is the only means. And for Atma Jnanam, using mere logical reasoning will not be of any help, will not be of any use. So if a person makes use of a logical reasoning, he may arrive at his own conclusion of Atma to be a subtle atom. Another person who can come with much another conclusion, stating it is much subtler than the atom. Another person can say it is much subtler than the subtler thing. Like, people can come with different views and opinions, contentions of Atma, if they use only logical reasoning. There is no way of arriving at the Atma. Again, of course, wrong logical reasoning never helps one understand the Atma. Okay. Understanding does not happen at all. Therefore, one has to surrender oneself to the Shastram as the Pramanam. That is the meaning conveyed here. Now, let us to the next mantra, ninth mantra. Okay. Again, here also, same content is discussed in the first two lines and second two lines. Nachiketaha is extremely pleased, and how pleased he is that he would say that he would prefer having many students like Nachiketaha. We'll see that now. Naisha tarkena matirapaneya. Naisha tarkena matirapaneya. Proktanyenaiva sugnanaya preshtha. Proktanyenaiva sugnanaya preshtha. Yam tvamapasatya dhritir batasi. Yam tvamapasatya dhritir batasi. Tvadrungno bhoya nachiketav prashta. Naisha tarkena matirapaneya. Naisha tarkena matirapaneya. Proktanyenaiva sugnanaya preshtha. Proktanyenaiva sugnanaya preshtha. Yam tvamapasatya dhritir batasi. Yam tvamapasatya dhritir batasi. Tvadrungno bhuyan nachiketav prashtam. Tvadrungno bhuyan nachiketav prashtam. Okay. Again, it is said, na yesha. Na yesha naisha. Yesha. Yesha is relative pronoun indicating what? Matihi. Yesha matihi means the knowledge of this Atma. Yesha matihi here means jnanam. Yesha matihi means the knowledge of this nearest self. The knowledge of the absolute reality obtaining as the nearest self. Knowledge of this nearest self. Tarkena na apaneya. This knowledge cannot be attained through logical reasoning. Yesha matihi tarkena na apaneya. Knowledge of this self cannot be attained through logical reasoning, mere logical reasoning. Which means knowledge of the self can be attained only through the Shastra Pramanam, where it is properly unfolded by a teacher, okay, in support of the logical reasoning. Okay. But when, how can the Atmajnanam attain? It's the next sentence. Proktanyenaiva sugnanaya preshtha. Prokta anyenaiva sugnanaya. So yesha matihi, this knowledge, prokta, because matihi is a stilinga shabda, therefore prokta, yesha matihi, tarkenana apaneya, yesha matihi, yesha, prokta, when this knowledge imparted by anyaha, के अन्येन सुज्ञानाय भवति। सो अन्येन मीन्स अनदर पर्सन हु इज नॉट यूजिंग ओनली लॉजिकल रीजनिंग। अन्येन मीन्स दिस knowledge can be attained, knowledge of the self can be attained if Atma Swarup is unfolded by, or knowledge is imparted by another person who is not mere logician, which means who is not using only logical reasoning but who uses Shastram as the main means of knowledge. Anyena means by another person for whom Shastram is the means of knowledge, not mere logical reasoning. Okay. Anyena prokta eva, only when this knowledge is imparted by another person who is not merely leaning on logical reasoning, but who accepts Shastram as the pramanam, then sujnanaya bhavati. Atma is available for comprehension. Sujnanaya bhavati. Sujnanaya asti. Yam tvam apaha. Yam tvam apaha. And Lord Yama says, you have that knowledge. You have the knowledge, means what now? He has said to teach him, but still you have got that. Now why? You are a right deserving student with all qualifications. I am here in front of you accepting Shastram as the Pramanam. So when I import as an appropriate teacher, a competent teacher, having who is a Brahmanishtaha and Kshatriya, who has this, who accepts Shastram as the Pramana, Agamavan Acharyaha Aham, what Lord Lord Yama says, I am Agamavan Acharyaha, and you are Sadhan Chatushtaya Sampannaha, you are a qualified student, therefore you have got knowledge, you have got it. Yam Tvam Apaha, that knowledge which you have got it already. And he says, Tvam Satyadhritihi. Satyadhritihi. This is a beautiful word Lord Yama uses. Lord Yama uses to praises Nachiketa, saying, Satyadhritihi. Okay. Satyadhritihi or Satyadhritihi. You are a person of real commitment. You are a person of real commitment, genuine commitment. And you're a person of firm resolution. And you are a resolute. Satyadhritihi. Bata alos. Satyadhritihi asi. And here, see, when Lord Yama addresses him, he tells Preshtha. See, Priyaha means dear. Priyatara, Priyatama. Like that, Preshtha means, oh dearest one. Lord Yama likes Nachiketa so much. So he says, Preshtha, oh dearest one. He says, Preshtha, you have got it. Sat. Tvam yam tvam apaha bata satyadhritihi asi. You are a firm commitment. You are a firm resolution. You are a resolute. Therefore, twadrik prashta nachiketaha naha bhuyat. He nachiketaha, O Nachiketas, O dear Nachiketas. Twadrik prashta naha bhuyat. So, naha bhuyat means may there be a disciple like you. Twadrak prashta, may there be disciple like you for me. So, prashta means the one who asks. Yaha prichati saha prashta. Prashtra shabdaha. Rikarantaha pullingaha prashtra shabdaha. Ketkindravan. So, twadrak means like you. Twadrak means twadrisha. Twadrishaha prashta. Twadrak prashta. Twadrak prashta naha bhuyat. Ho Nachiketas. May there be a disciple who asks for such jnanam for us. May there be a disciple like you who asks for jnanam for us, from me. That's the meaning. Naha twadrik prashta bhuyat. Literal meaning. So, you are a wonderful student, wonderful, excellent disciple. You are qualified. And aham agamavan acharyaha, fantastic. You have got knowledge. And you are wonderful. You are amazing. You are a person of firm resolve. There is no way that you can miss this wisdom. You will attain it. And he says, I wish I have many students like you. That is the meaning. What he says, Twadrak prashta naha bhuyat. He Nachiketaha. Twadrak prashta naha bhuyat. May there be a disciple like you for me who asks for knowledge. Okay. Let us see the bhashyam now. Ataha ananya prokte atmani. Ananya prokte atmani. Therefore, ananya prokte atmani. When the atma is important, atma jnanam is imported by a person. Okay. Utpanna. Yeyam agama pratipadya atmamatihi. Yeyam agama pratipadyam atmamatihi means ya iyam agama pratipadya atmamatihi. Ya iyam agama pratipadya atmamatihi means that knowledge which is attained. That knowledge which is attained through the Shastram, through the Agama Shastram, through the Veda Shastram. Ya iyam, that knowledge, this, which is attained through the Shastra Pramanam, that knowledge. Na yesha tarkena so buddhi abhyuha matrena apaneya. Apanemas na prapaniya ityartha. Again he says, when the knowledge is imparted by another person, and the knowledge, this knowledge, which is attained through the Shastra Pramanam, definitely cannot be attained. Na apane, cannot be attained through one's intellectual speculation alone. Swabuddhi abhyuha matrena. Swabuddhi abhyuha matrena means only by one's intellectual speculation. சோ தர்க்கேன த்ரூ லாஜிக்கல் ரீசனிங் ந பிராப்பணி ந அப்பனேயா ஆப்பனேய மீன்ஸ் ந பிராப்பணியா கேனாட் பி அட்டைன்ட். சோ ஹி சேஸ் வாட் ஆத்ம ஜானம் கேன் பி கெனாட் பி அட்டைன்ட் த்ரூ லாஜிக்கல் ரீசனிங். ஆத்ம ஜானம் கெனாட் பி அட்டைன்ட் மியர்லி பை ஒன்ஸ் லாஜிக்கல் ஸ்பெக்குலேஷன். விச் ஆத்ம ஜானம்? தி ஆத்ம ஜானம் விச் கேன் பி அட்டைன்ட் த்ரூ தி சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம். When it is unfolded by another person. Ananya Prokta means when the Shastram is, when the Shastram is imparted, the Atma Jnanam is imparted by a person in whose vision there is a second thing other than the Atma, when appropriate teacher, who accepts the Shastram as the Pramanam, this knowledge which can be attained through the Shastra Pramanam cannot be attained through logical reasoning, cannot be attained through, attained merely by one's logical speculation. That is the meaning. Ataha ananya prokte atmani utpanna, the knowledge which has risen or which rises. Which knowledge? யா இயம் ஆகம பிரதிபாத்ய ஆத்மமதிஹி. ஆகம பிரதிபாத்ய ஆத்மமதிஹி மீன்ஸ் ஆத்ம ஜானம் which is attained through the Shastra Pramanam and which rises when it is unfolded by an appropriate teacher, that knowledge தர்க்கேன ந பிராப்பணியா ந ஆபனேயா cannot be attained through logical reasoning, cannot be attained by mere intellectual speculation. Swabuddhi abhyuha matrena. Swabuddhi abhyuha matrena means by mere logical speculation. Na apaneya na na prapaniya ityartha. ஆபனேயா. ஓகே, சேம் திங் இஸ் அகெய்ன் ரிப்பீட் செட் ஃபார் எம்பசைசிங் தி ஃபேக்ட் ஒன் ஷுட் நாட் ஸ்டடி தி சாஸ்திரம் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட்லி without the help of a competent teacher. Self-enquiry should not be done independently. One should not rely only on one's own logical reasoning. One should not try to, you know, understand Atma using one's intellectual speculation. That is the meaning. ஆபனேயா இஸ் இட் டு பி வாட் ஆபனியா. ஆபனேயா இஸ் இட் பி ஆபனியா. சோ ஆபனேயா ஆர் ஆபனியா மீன் தி சேம். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். ந அபநேதவ்யாவா ந அபநேதவ்யாவா ந ஹாதவ்யா தார்க்கிகஹ ஹி அநாகமஜ்ஞஹ. அநாகமஜ்ஞஹ ஆகமஜ்ஞஹ மீன்ஸ் சாஸ்திரஜ்ஞஹ. தி பர்சன் ஹூ ஸ்டடீட் தி சாஸ்திரம், who has profound knowledge in the Shastram, is, who accepts the Shastram as the Pramanam, is Agamajnaha. Agamatte Arindavan, Agamajnaha. Whereas the person who has not studied the Shastram, who accepts the Shastram as the Pramanam, is Anagamajnaha. Agamajnaha, opposite was Anagamajnaha. anamir tarkikaha, tarkya logician, who is relying on, arriving at the facts only on his logical reasoning. Anagamagyaha tarkikaha hi, ಸ್ವಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪರಿಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ಯತ್ಕಿಂಚಿದೇವ ಕಥಯತಿ. ಸ್ವಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪರಿಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ಯತ್ಕಿಂಚಿದೇವ ಕಥಯತಿ. ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಯತ್ಕಿಂಚಿದೇವ ಕಥಯತಿ. ಹೀ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಸ್ವಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪರಿಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಇಂಟೆಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅರೈವ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್, ಸ್ವಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪರಿಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ whatever his intellect, projected, or what he arrives at using his buddhi, buddhi parikalpitam, yatkinchideva kathayati. He says whatever his intellect arrives at, whatever is concluded by his intellect. So buddhi parikalpitam yatkinchi deva kathayati. He says whatever his intellect arrives at through his logical, personal logical reasoning. That doesn't mean what he is, he arrived at the right understanding. So tarkikaha anagamajnaha so buddhi parikalpitam yatkinchi deva kathayati. The person who does not accept the Shastram as the Pramanam, who does not have the understanding of, who does not have the knowledge of the Shastram, Anagamagnya, a person who is relying only on, merely on logical reasoning, the logician, Tarkikaha, says whatever he arrives at in his, whatever he arrives at through his intellectual speculation. Swabuddhi parikalpitam yatkinchide eva kathayati. Whereas, na apanetavya means atma here, this knowledge should not be negated. Nor should it be disproved. Hatavya. This knowledge should not be negated, nor should it be disproved. Yesha matihi na apanetavya na hatavya. So yesha matihi, this knowledge should not be negated or disproved means very atma cannot be negated or disproved. So he cannot just say, oh, Atma is not there. He cannot say, Atma cannot be negated. Nor can he disprove the existence of the Atma. He cannot prove the existence of the Atma, nor can he disprove the existence of the Atma. If he's a logician, he says whatever he, intellectual speculation he arrives at, whatever conclusions he arrives at through his intellectual speculation. Okay. Ataha eva cha ya iyam yeyam agama prabhuta matihi. Agama prabhutam jnanam ಆಗಮ ಪ್ರಭೂತಾ ಮತಿಹಿ ಅನ್ಯೇನ ಏವ ಆಗಮ ಅಭಿಜ್ಞೇನ ಆಗಮಾಭಿಜ್ಞೇನ ಆಚಾರ್ಯೇನೈವ ತಾರ್ಕಿಕಾತ್ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಾ ಸತಿ ಸುಜ್ಞಾನಾಯ ಭವತಿ ಹೇ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠ ಹೇ ಪ್ರಿಯತಮ ஹே பிரேஷ்ட, ஹே பிரியதம, ஓ டேரஸ் நச்சிகேதா, இஸ் இஸ் அத ஏவ தர்ஃபோர் ஒன்லி யா இயம் ஆகம பிரபூதாமதிஹி. ஆகமேன ஆகம அத்யயனேன பிரபூதாமதிஹி ஜாதாமதிஹி. தி நாலேஜ் விச் ஹஸ் ரிசன், the knowledge which has risen through the study of the Shastram, knowledge which has risen as a result of being unfolded by the Shastra, knowledge of the Atma which has risen as a result of the unfoldment of the nature of the Atma with the help of the Shastram. Agama Prabhuta Matihi, the knowledge of the self which has risen through study of the Shastram. Anyena eva agama bhigne, agama bhignena acharyena eva, knowledge is possible only when it is imparted by a teacher who has understood the Shastram. ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞஹ, ஆகமம் அபிஜானாதி இதி ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞஹ, ஆகமம் அபிஜானாதி இதி ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞஹ. ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞஹ மீன்ஸ் ஆகமஜ்ஞஹ, ஆகமத்தை அறிந்தவன், தட்ஸ் த மீனிங், சாஸ்திரத்தை அறிந்தவன், த நோவர் ஆஃப் தி சாஸ்திரம். ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞேன ஆச்சாரியேன ஏவ அன்யேன ஏவ ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞேன ஆச்சாரியேன ஏவ ப்ரோக்தாசதி தார்க்கிகாத் ப்ரோக்தாசதி சுஜ்ஞானாய பவதி. திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் is available for comprehension. This Atma Swarupam is available for comprehension, or this the knowledge of the Atma happens. Sujnanaya Bhavati means Atma is available for understanding, clear understanding. Sujnanaya Bhavati means Sujnanaya Asti, Atma is there, Atma is available for clear doubt-free understanding only when this knowledge is imparted by the teacher who has the understanding of the Shastram. So agama prabhuta matihi anyena eva agama bhignena acharyena eva prokta sati sugyanaya bhavati. This knowledge which has risen to study of the Shastram is for well ascertainment only when it is imparted by the teacher who has the Shastra Jnanam. And who is not definitely a mere logician. தார்க்கிகாத், so தார்க்கிகாத் அன்யஹா ஆச்சாரியஹா, the teacher other than mere logician is the, who is the one, and he must be சாத் ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞஹ, ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞஹ, ஆகமஜ்ஞஹ ராகம அபிஜ்ஞஹ. ஆகம அபிஜ்ஞஹ means one who has thorough profound knowledge of the Shastram. See, people are so much interested in only Tarka Shastram. People want logical reasoning for everything. That's okay, fine. But here, if people only rely only on logical reasoning to arrive at the truth, completely rejecting the Shastram, take it for granted, they can never arrive at the Atma Jnanam. They can discover many other facts, subtle facts, which may be useful or useless. We don't know. But the Atma Jnanam is not possible unless Shastram is operated as the Pramanam. That is made very clear here. Okay. Next sentence. Ka punaha sa tarka gamyamatihi iti uchyate. Ka punaha sa tarka gamyamatihi. తర్కేణ అగమ్యామతి తర్క అగమ్యామతి తర్కాగమ్యామతి ఇది ఉచ్యతే. ఓకే, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి అటైన్డ్ త్రూ తర్క. తర్కేణ అగమ్యామతి తర్క అగమ్యామతి. See, gamyamati means not which can be attained. Agamya means which cannot be attained. What is that knowledge which is unattainable through logical reasoning? Gamya means attainable. Agamya, unattainable. Ka sa punaha. Punaha, then. Ka sa tarka agamyamatihi. What is that unattainable? What is that knowledge which is unattainable through logical reasoning? Reasoning. Iti uchyate, it is said here. Yam. That tvam. Yam matim tvam. Mad varapradanena apaha. Apaha is a chandasa prayogaha. The Vedic usage. What's the meaning of the word apaha? Praptavanasi. Yam matim tvam madvarapradanena apraptavanasi. Yam matim, that knowledge which you have attained. Attained. Through my boon. Madvarapradanena. By the boon given by me, mad varapradanena, through my boon, through the boon of mine, you have attained that knowledge. Mad varapradanena, mama varapradanena. You have attained satya. Now, satya, that word is commented upon by Shankaracharya. Avitatha vishaya. Satya means what? Avitatha vishaya dhritihi yasya. Avitatha vishaya dhritihi yasya. See, dhritihi means firmness. And the firmness is in towards what? Avitatha vishaya. The firmness for, the commitment for the absolutely real thing. Avitatha vishaya, satya vishaya. Satya vishaya dhriti, satya dhriti, satya dhriti, satya dhriti. Yes, yeah. So, satya avitatha vishaya dhriti, yes, yeah. Saha satya dhriti. The one who is of real commitment, firm resolve, means the one whose commitment is for the reality, one whose firmness is for knowing the truth. He is said to be the person of firm commitment, the firm resolve. Tava, for you, sahatvam satyadhritihi, sahatvam satyadhritihi. His firmness, his commitment is for the reality. That which is absolutely real. Whatever he is, satyadhritihi, is a first person of firm commitment. Firmness. Firm resolve. Bata means a loss, a sea. Okay. So you are a person of firm resolve. Anukampayan aha. Mrityuhu. Nachiketas, Lord Yama compassionately said, Anukampayan aha. Feeling compassionate, he said, Anukampayan aha. Mrityuhu. Mrityu said with compassion. Nachiketasam, he said to Nachiketas, feeling compassion. Vakshamana vijnana stutaye. Vakshamana vijnana stutaye. See, for the purpose of praising the knowledge which is going to be imparted, Vakshamana, which is being imparted, which is going to be imparted. What? Vijnanam, knowledge. Stutaye, for praising. Vakshyamanasya vijnanasya stutaye. Stutihi, praise. Stutaye, for praising. For the praise. So, for the glorification, for the praise of the knowledge which is going to be imparted, feeling compassionate, Lord Yama said to Nachiketas. What did he say? Padruk. Padruk means what? Tvat tulyaha. Tvat samaha. Padruk means unnai pondra. Tvat tvadruk. Tvat tulyaha. Tvat samaha. Somebody who is like you with this firm resolve, real commitment. Okay? Somebody like you, the firm resolve, the real commitment, the craving for knowledge. Naha, for us. Asmabhyam, for us means for me and for teachers like us. Bhuyat, bhavatat. May there be for us, for teachers like us, students like you. Tvat bhavatvanyaha bhavatu anyaha putraha sishyaha va prashta. Bhavatu anyaha putraha sishyaha va prashta. Let there be, may there be another son or a disciple like you who asks for knowledge. Prashta. Bhavatu anyaha putraha sishyaha va prashta. Let there be another son or disciple who asks for knowledge. May there be disciple like you who with a firm resolve and firm commitment. Kidruk yadruktvam. Kidruk yadruktvam. He Nachiketaha prashta. Kidruk yadruktvam. He Nachiketaha prashta. So the disciple, he Nachiketaha, who asks questions exactly the way you ask me questions. May other disciple be there for me, who'd also ask questions like you, that I would be able to teach. That's the meaning here. Kidruk means which sort of. Yadruk also means relative expression. Kidruk yadruk means the one who would ask, the one who is like. The one who is like is Kidruk Yadruk. Kidruk Yadruk. Tvam. So the student, the one who asks questions like you. Kidruk Yadruk means the way you ask questions. Such a student may there be for us. This is the And this is actually, Lord Yama says this to Nachiketas, mainly for the sake of praising the knowledge which is going to be imparted. Vakshamana vijnanasya stutaye stutyartham Nachiketasam anukampayan aha mrityuhu. Okay. My mantra number 9 is over. I'm glad we completed it. We're not leaving it anything back. So we'll start the 10th mantra tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.